I'm just seeing if this is going to pick up my voice. And it's January 10th, and I'm going off for an interview. Alright, I'm just going to see if this is picking up my voice from this far away. I don't know how strong this little microphone is. My other interviews, I've tried to talk a little bit about, like all the stuff that people have done over the years. And yeah. I don't know, you know, if you've, before you got elected, it's an election, right?
Yeah, I was elected in, but there's been two past princesses before me were put in by acclamation.
Okay.
There was no
opposition. Everybody thought they would be good for it. Yeah.
So I have a pamphlet.
Was that your banner thing?
No, I don't. It says, because we also have Mr. and Mrs. TVNCS.
Oh.
If I can't make it, they're supposed to represent me at a function.
Right. So there's Princess and Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but this one retired, so
I got that sash
back.
It's a beautiful sash, though. Yeah. I mean, someone has spent some time.
They spent some. You can look at them. They spent some good time on it.
Yeah.
See, we have our own constitution as well.
Right. So you're actually a society then?
Yeah, we are.
You're not just a group.
No. And I'll let you take this. I have another one. This basically just tells you who the founder is, Laurie MacDonald, which is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
We're a non-profit organization. And it just tells you all the different board
Wagon
of directors.
Wagon Burners Convention? Oh, this sounds interesting.
That was
December to December, okay.
That's our year end.
Right.
Supposed to be.
Right.
But this year I didn't.
It was in January this year, just a little bit late, or?
No, I have my Wagon Burners in November this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, November, the end of November.
Right.
I pushed for it because I had I was so busy through December. I had shows with my president at Chuck's Pub.
Oh, yeah.
It was every Friday, so I was quite busy during December. Plus, I had my own two shows that I had going on, and it was a very busy month.
Mm.
So I said to everybody, I'm taking off January, so don't call me and don't ask me to go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
But that changed.
Okay, right, it says that you're self-supporting, non-profit, non-political.
Yeah, we do everything. I also have a chief that we won't talk about here right now.
Sure.
He's on a leave of absence.
Mm-hmm. And he's part of the elders group or a separate thing?
The elders are the past chiefs and princesses.
Right.
They become the elders. When I step down on July 28th, and that's when I'll become baby elder, as they put it.
Oh, yeah.
So
you'll be the youngest.
I'll be the youngest baby elder then.
And what would you say is about the age of the oldest, more or less? Do you have people that are quite old, or are they mostly, in their 30s, 40s?
No. No, we're all within, I guess, about... Well, there's a couple of us that are in the same age group. There are some older ones in there.
I mean, I'm just curious. It doesn't matter, but...
Yeah, they're all from 60, I think, Brody is.
Uh-huh.
So the age, it's...
Right. Really big difference.
Big difference. Yeah.
And do you have any younger guys?
Yeah. I think the youngest one... the elders would be, I think, Azaris, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But she's turned on 30, 31 this year.
Yeah.
But this just... Yeah. Oh, went into the pawn shop. Needed money. This just basically tells you what the elders, your board of directors, and your executive council are, and your membership, and just describes everyone's duties as they are.
So do you have every year pretty much the same events that you're doing, or is it always a bit different?
No, every year there's, through my reign, there's Breaking of the Bannock. And what that is the prince is supposed to make, and the chief are supposed to make the bannocks, but that doesn't always happen.
Right.
And what that is we're why we call it Breaking of the Bannock, is to break bannock with other societies that are in the gay community.
So you invite a lot of other societies.
Yeah, a lot of them. That's how we introduce ourselves.
Fashionably made Indian tie.
And that's what that's about. We break, it's like saying hi to the new chief and princess and other title holders. So.
I don't know, should I sit over here?
No, this is right where you are. That's what you're talking about.
That's tea, don't be fooled.
That's fine. Water, nice tea. Nothing like a good cup of tea after a nice brisk walk.
I must have had some kind of pain sometime or another.
Uh-huh, and you've lost that?
I just found the thing anyway. Yeah. I was wondering why that was scratching me all day. I thought it was because of my whiskers.
Five Black Shadow? No.
Hi, I'm Al.
Chantal.
Hi, Chantal.
Hi.
Secretary of the DVNCS, which has just asked me to come and sit in and listen to some.
Right. So I suppose you're Al that's on the list.
That's
me. Is
that
the one?
Yes,
okay.
That is me.
And I can use Al, or I can put in your last name when I write up the article.
That's perfectly your decision.
Okay.
I don't mind. I'm a very proud individual.
And your secretary.
Yeah. My family basically all knows who I am and what I'm all about.
I don't.
You mean you don't know what he's all about either?
Oh, no, they're all still trying to figure me out.
Yeah, and do you have a similar kind of position that ends every year, or
I'm new to the GVNCS. I got involved just this year. I was a member to begin with, but I was so interested in it. I thought, okay, what these people need are people that are interested in keeping something alive, because it was almost seeming like it was starting to fizzle, you know, towards the end of each reign. From what I can see so far, the chief and princess, the executive council, are usually exhausted. And it's always nice to get new blood in, just the same, right? And I thought, I've got time, I'm in school, you know, why not pitch in, you know, because I'm at that point where I'm starting to discover my native heritage as well, and I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to, you know, get involved with something that I really need to understand. So I work for volunteer for Hetty Fry, right? And
so Hetty Fry is the Liberal MP
for the gay community.
She's Vancouver Center.
I was approached by the now president, Josie May, and she said, you know, Al, if you're working for Hetty, we could sure use a hand in that too. And I says, okay, well, let me give it some thought. I wasn't pushed into it. Mm-hmm. I was asked, and I thought, oh, that's really, really keen. You know, I mean, rather than just go you're going to be mine, and you're going to be mine in it too. So I found like a real friendly atmosphere when I, you know, was approached by council. So, you know, upon elections and got in and that too, I've just kind of been pitching in and, you know, keeping all the reports and all that jazz too. And I feel like a real sense of accomplishment, you know, it's a personal gain for me, right? And I don't really like that term, personal gain, only because of the fact that when it's, that's like the mandate is not to have any personal gain at all. But self-satisfaction is probably the better term to use, you know. I feel like I'm involved. I feel like I'm offering, you know, a bit of what I can help out and what I can do. And it's not going unnoticed, you know. I'm constantly getting a pat on the back from this person saying, you know, it's like, wow, I can't believe how much you've gotten involved. And, you know, a good term is they always say, a good man. You know,
yeah, there's a lot of work
it's
to
fun.
Do.
That's what keeps it fun, you know, is when we can look at one another and, you know, not so much praise, but just, you know, recognize each other for what each other is doing, you know. And that's, you know, it's a real family unit is the way I see it, the entire GB. Yes, I've said enough.
You always say
long tape. The tape goes on, and I even have another one in here. So.
Basically, how our society was first accomplished in, was it, 78? Laurie MacDonald ran for Empress.
Empress of the
Dogwood
Monarch. Dogwood Monarch Society.
Monarch
Society.
DMS.
Yeah.
The community would all know those initials.
Because they've been going also for a long time.
Yeah, they're about to crown their 25th Empress.
Right.
You know, so it's and the Phoenix Heraldic Society is also another, you know, organization that's been going for a time. So, you know, when you take a look at it, DMS might be the older of the three major organizations, but Phoenix Heraldic Society and GBNCS are very, very close because they're both on their 18th and 19th years.
Mm.
You know, so that kind of keeps that, you know, as something where you get these community organizations working together because no one feels inferior to one another, right? Because they're basically the same age. It's just like, you know, kids being raised.
Yeah, that's true. But so how you were talking about this breaking the bannock.
Breaking the bannock is like we try and get all the societies
right,
together.
Right, so you'd be inviting this Dogwood Monarch Society.
Yeah, and they
and
break
the
bannock with us and we eat it, you know. But it's like in a friendship way of saying hi, you know, let's try and work together. And
so what time of year does that sort
that
of
happens?
Happen?
Mine happened. When did I have mine?
Yours happened in October.
October, I think I had mine.
It was just. I thought it was just.
I've got posters still, but they're up in my room.
Uh-huh.
Just prior to
Remington.
Just.
Well, I'd love to see him if you don't mind.
Oh,
just for my own interest. Yeah.
Oh, she's got lots of paraphernalia.
Yeah. Well, it only happens once,
like you know, it's almost like a keepsake, you know, and that's just the wonderful thing about it. Breaking of the Bannock was September 27th.
Oh, okay, September.
Yeah, in September. That's usually just shortly after they're chosen as leaders.
Right,
and then
so
it's more like the introduction of the human part of the Chief and Princess, pardon me.
Thank you.
To the community, then, so
yeah,
to bring
yeah,
all the
yeah,
gay
so
community
they,
together.
Yeah,
and
then they get to know who the new Chief and Princess is, and we get to know who the new title holders are.
Mm.
So
yeah, first the Emperor,
yeah,
Mr. and Ms. Gay,
King, Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
And
so it's like all title holders basically get together for a party,
mm,
you know, like a celebration of, oh, look, new representatives, really.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
so what happens? Like, do you have this, like, at the Heritage Hotel or something like that, or?
No, it's usually, the princess, well, it's the princesses that run society, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They have mostly the last say. The chiefs, they do a lot of work as well, but it's pretty well the princesses that push a lot. That's what it has been.
Yeah.
Sorry, Al.
No problem.
But the chiefs are, you know, they help the princess out and vice versa. You work together is
but,
what it
but
is.
I would also
and
like
try
to,
and, you know.
You know, 90% throughout all these 18 years, I'm going to be so brave as to say no leader could have gone as far as they have, you know, without the backbone of their council.
Yeah.
And the princess this year is lucky to have a strong council behind her. You know, and it's very difficult when, you know, you're doing a lot for the community and, you know, you face these roadblocks and then you've got no one to turn to, so that's exactly what the council and your elders are for.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And I'm sure there's a lot of details. Oh.
That was when I ran for mayor.
Right.
That was my poster.
I don't know. You always call it title. First of all, I think it's more of a position than anything.
Well,
know?
Okay, then if you're going to end up like that, we'll say.
Okay, now.
You made me miss now.
Now, this one says McKenna.
McQuinna comes from Laurie MacDonald, who is my mother in society.
Yeah.
I'm her daughter. So when I ran, I used both names. Bear comes from my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we're married. We were married last year.
Uh-huh.
No, when have I been married? Yeah, last year. In 94, actually.
So 94, so it's almost 2 years.
Years. And that's my mother's name. So when I ran, I used my own, and then my mother's name, and then
mm-hmm.
my husband's name.
Oh.
But now, the way I see it, everybody knows that I'm McQuinna.
Mm.
So I basically dropped that name, and that's why you have it down as...
Just as Bear.
Bear 1BB, yeah.
Oh, because Bear is actually your maiden name, or your married name.
My married name, and that's what the name I take on.
Like your maiden name.
Yeah.
So when you say mother, what do you mean by that?
Okay, it's like... Because everyone has to have a family.
Mm.
You have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get new blood into your societies, there's mothers, and there's daughters, there's sons,
mm-hmm.
and we're all adopted. And that's how Laurie became my mother.
Oh, okay.
But I was adopted about 15 years ago.
Mm.
Quite a while ago,
right.
Actually, when Sarah stepped down, so that was...
I think when you talk about mother, is everyone has an individual that they really look to for a lot of advice.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you almost feel like a parental
mm-hmm.
guidance coming
yeah.
from that person.
Right.
So, over the time, you basically have an understanding between the two individuals, how you're adopting each other. You know, that person puts
right.
under their wing and helps you through.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It takes a lot out of you. And I'm halfway through my reign and I'm just ready. I can't wait to step down now. I really can't.
She's looking forward to that day.
September 27th. That's when.
Uh-huh. Okay. At Dufferin.
Yeah, we had it at
so
Dufferin.
Do you have... you know, also, you know, not just the Bannock, but, like, do people talk, and then is there
we had two shows that day.
Uh-huh.
It depends how many show people show up, and
right.
who comes, what societies come, and we just honor them,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good time to get together and just get to know one another,
okay.
basically.
So is it basically sort of open, whoever... like shows up can do the show.
Yeah. Basically, that's the way we work it. DMS work, they have a protocol. As natives, we don't have a protocol.
Uh-huh.
And so there's the difference there because they have protocol, we don't.
Right.
We don't. It's, as natives, we just get together and we pull together and then we just whatever we're trying to succeed in, we succeed in.
Mm.
You know, it's interesting kind of thing.
Mm.
You know, that breaking of the Bannock is your chief and princess first your first
What's it?
Breaking of the Bannock. Is your chief and princess's first
introduction
to your community. Mm. Yeah. And this is supposed to be nice.
No, I saw something in Angles, but...
In Angles?
Oh, was it in Angles?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Who placed that ad?
I don't know if it was an ad.
Or was it just posted on the board?
Something in community events, like maybe somebody saw this and then they put it in Angles.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, I went to Angles.
Oh, okay.
Because the DLC is just...
around the corner.
Around the corner.
Okay.
So what I do is I drop posters off there and then I go there and do the things.
Paperwork. That's the biggest thing. You never have enough paperwork.
Right. There's more than enough of that in the world.
I didn't realize how much stuff you've had, but still, I'm
only the second
Angle, my God.
You have a big box at the end, huh?
I'm only the secretary and I've got enough already.
So what comes after Breaking the Bannock, then?
Wagon Burners.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's our next major event.
And that was my posters for that.
Mm-hmm. You should have a scrapbook.
That's how big we're.
Right.
That's just a master copy.
Okay.
Oh yes, I'll have a big book to myself.
And so, is it similar? Is it like a show, or like there's a buffet and everything?
Yeah. It is shows. It's usually members of the society. You know. Will come forward and, you know, do lip-sync entertainment and, you know, drag artists as well as male entertainers. But they also open it up to anyone in the community that wants to come and have fun. That's the whole thing that we're pushing for, is to try and put some fun back into all these organizations, you know.
Right.
Get together, mingle, party a little, and, you know, have a good show together, you know.
Mm.
And that's what, you know, the GVNCS is trying to do, is, you know, get involved with the community. Stay involved with the community.
Stay involved with them. Because
we actually broke
for a little while there through Lenore's room.
Yeah.
But she was very sick as well.
Mm.
So. That's another reason why I got in, because I was also her heiress, which is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Laurie McDonald's daughter too. But she's passed away.
Yeah. Recently, or...?
She waited. I gotta give her a lot of credit. She waited till I became princess, and that was her last wish.
She passed away She
passed away the next morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I think someone just got up there to...
Like a true passing.
Yeah.
She did it.
Like a true passing of a legacy.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It was.
You know. And I could just see Lenora sitting up in heaven going, beat that step down, girls.
Yeah.
You thought I was a bitch? Wait till the next one comes. She was very outspoken, really brave. We're going to have a late supper tonight.
Right? I went to the printers this afternoon.
So then you took a break because you were doing your other work in December. You were saying you were busy
in December. Yeah.
That was actually November. It wasn't much of a break because we had shows.
Not really, because
until, you know, that gave us a chance to go into the other organizations and, you know, represent the society at their functions and that too.
Like, actually, I should just go get the programs and then she can see what.
Sure.
You'll maybe have a better understanding.
Sure, yeah, thanks.
Boy,
I'm keeping him running.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was saying that I've done a couple of these for Angles, and they're small pieces in the community section. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly new at writing, so I don't get the large spreads on the front page or the big interview columns. Mm-hmm. But
any news of any community organization is valuable to the entire community.
Well, I'm interested, so that's why I do it, because I hear other people, when I say I'm interested, they say, yeah, we need to know more about this stuff.
Here was the 18th. That was our president.
Uh-huh.
That was our the whole program. That's
Those
my sister.
Great photos.
That's my son. My son. My brother.
Uh-huh.
Because in the McQuinnis.
Okay, right.
So, and that's my sister who just passed away. Mm-hmm. Just after I became a princess. So...
Did you see the quilt display that was at the...
I was at the quilt display, yeah. It was very nicely done.
Did somebody do something for her?
Not yet.
Not yet. It's pretty sad,
we're
yeah.
getting... my program this year will be a dedication on her.
For 17th princess, yeah.
Yeah, because we're very fairly close. We've been friends. I had my first beer with her when I was 10. That's how far back it goes.
But are you from Manitoba?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's a whole bunch of us from Manitoba.
Mm-hmm. We list off the elders as well, too, and where
Here's
from
all
well.
The chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
These are all the princesses.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, you
Lots
see a lot of
Crees,
Manitoba,
yeah.
a lot of Crees.
From all over Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just restricted to people who live in BC, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Wanda
Fuca.
Yeah.
I like the way she spells that. Mm-hmm.
Here's that one. This is when did they have? There's November 12th.
That's DMS.
So yeah, this
mm-hmm.
is DMS. So I had to because they each society when they had their step downs, you invite all societies around you,
mm-hmm.
and it's an honor to go there. You get, when you're a representative of the societies,
mm-hmm.
you automatically get these invitations.
Right. And they must be expensive otherwise.
I don't know, I don't pay.
Oh, I see.
I don't really think that it's the expense, because like most of the societies and the organizations that do charge, okay,
mm-hmm.
is just to pay for the event itself.
Yeah, well, just
okay?
to put out these
and
things.
And a portion of that as well, too, goes back into the society that helps that organization,
yeah.
you know, fulfill their mandate of what they want to do as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like...
Yeah.
The GVNCS works for the hospital fund, you know, and that's a part of our platform that, you know, raises money for, you know, natives with AIDS, you know, to,
mm.
for visits to the hospital, etc., or any emergency funds, you know, that will help, you know, them be more comfortable.
Right.
You know, like the other societies, you know. They all work, you know, closely with PWA or, you know, you know, organizations that will generate money into the community as, you know, like, because the government can only sponsor us so far.
Right.
So we're more or less pick up our socks, pull up our socks and say, okay, well, we'll do something for ourselves as well, just so that the government can see that we're not just depending on them, you know, for any kind of funds coming, you know. Very rarely do we ever get a sponsorship.
We've never had a sponsorship through the government or anything else.
And you know,
I can say for my 6 months in RAIN, I've worked hard. I've gone to all these businesses, different organizations, introduced myself. I get prizes from them. And that's basically how we make our money, and we have 50-50 draws and different things like that, and that's how the money is made. We make our money because you need money in order to like step down, because you know you're gonna, as a representative, it goes from year to year. no matter what, you automatically step down. It's a matter of when you choose your date and where.
But is it always about July, August, something like that?
Somewhere around there. The reason I picked July 28th, that's close to my sister's when she was passing.
Oh, okay.
Hers was. See, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
She passed away.
That was July 30th. She had her.
No, I think it was July 27th, wasn't it? Back to books.
It wasn't July. July 30th.
Yeah, because we had that meeting shortly after in August.
Yeah. July 30th, yeah, she had her legacy, and then August 1st is when she passed on.
Okay. So, then at this... this general meeting, it's pretty much business, or is it also social, and do you have fun?
It's fun just being there, really. You
it's
know.
Fun just to listen to us all, bitch. No, AGM meetings, well, you
basically report to the general membership, you know, of what's going on, what the council is doing, and what endeavors we've got having.
It can be pretty boring.
Oh, it can be, but I mean, like, for those people who are interested in that, too, they seem quite either amused or impressed once they
want
leave,
to know.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And they have a better idea of what, you know, their organization they're involved in, what's going on, you know. And that we usually have a council meeting just right after, which we invite the general membership to observe, you know. Now, they don't have a say in a council meeting, whereas at a general membership...
They don't have a vote. They can express their concerns, but they don't have a vote, like, as for instance, me, Al, anyone that's on council.
Mm-hmm.
It's only council that can make decisions, and that's how they're voted in,
mm-hmm.
and everything is done, because you have to answer to your council.
Right.
And then once you're council, then you have your board of directors, and then your elders.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any problems that you have, that's what your elders are there for, to back you up, and no matter whatever situation you make yourself into, or whatever society gets herself into, the elders are always there to back you up and help you out when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just heard the phone ring. It's a new Cumberland's going on. But basically, that's how that it all works.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of elders right now, as we're honoring. Well, after I sat down, 18.
Yeah. But there can't be still 18 people that are active in the elders. I mean, there must be some people that have moved on, or, you know, don't...
Some have passed off. We think, have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Some do go back to their homes.
Mm.
Some stay around and just stay as active as they want to be.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So it works out really well.
Yeah. So what do you see happening in the spring then?
One big party.
Yeah.
Well, in the spring you've got the coronation ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the society will be represented there. And then after the spring.
And so who does the coronation ball then?
That's
Dogwood again?
Yeah, Dogwood.
Okay,
yeah.
So that must be a big do then.
It usually is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll go to that to represent
this year.
The...
I will be going to that,
See, the thing about it is, with the DMS, they are a larger organization because of the fact that they belong to the ICS, which is the International Court System. Okay, so that they go all across Canada and throughout the United States.
Okay.
And they've got Marnock systems, you know, in various, you know, cities nationwide, you know,
right.
And that. So they've got a stronger membership, whereas with the GVNCS is more or less set here in Vancouver, you know.
But do you know people that do something like this, like maybe in Toronto or?
Toronto does have their own Native society. Yeah. I'm not quite sure on.
Okay, they're called the Two-Spirited People of the First Nations.
Oh, okay, but that sounds more new, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was a member of there before I came to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why I got involved with the GVNCS was because I was beginning to study my own roots in Toronto. And, you know, they've got offices and et cetera and that too. But they don't have, like, a chief and princess of that particular organization.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the GVNCS is pretty well one of the only ones that I know that actually have, I don't like the word court system, but, you know, our representatives, you know, that...
Yeah, that maintain that ceremony and that tradition.
Exactly, you know, and it's like I can see a strong culture setting within the GVNCS,
mm.
you know, whereas in Toronto it's more like working with people with AIDS and stuff like that, you know, the natives again, you know, but there's really no, that I know of, there's really no study of the culture itself, you know what I mean, like to try and push a person, not push a person, but offer a person a chance to study their cultures and then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what this gives us. That's why this society was first created. Mm-hmm. Laurie MacDonald ran for Empress back in 77. And if you can think back to what the years, you know, how things
how the
were then.
Right.
The attitudes and the looks and everything was much different than what it is today. When she was actually Empress that for that year. But they turned around and said to her, you're native.
Mm.
We can't have a native empress.
Right.
So she threw her crown on the floor and she marched out. She said, fine, I'll start my own. And that's how the Greater Vancouver Native Culture Society is started, through Laurie MacDonald, because she found that very intimidating.
Well, that's insulting.
Yeah, it was an insult to her. As a Native person, it was an insult, because we're all people. We're all Mother's people.
Mm.
So there, you know, but there's always that racism that's always
which is
there.
What all of these organizations have to get over.
Yeah.
Know, because what they have to realize first is, you know, we're here to help those people who won't be here for long.
Mm.
You know, and that's almost in every society. You can see that energy going towards that, but you know, for some reason the racism, the politics can get in the way, you know, and you know, we stumble over one another once in a while, but as long as we can pat ourselves on the back and say to each other, and I'm talking organizations to organizations, look, we're all doing it together, you've got a wonderful community, you know, and that's one thing I like about Vancouver's community is you can see that happening, you know, although there are a few in the community that, you know, would rather not see it happen. But, you know, if you can get past those people, you know.
Yeah, well, I think there'll always be people who, you know, have a lot of bitterness or hatred, you know. But, you know, I would hope that since then things have gotten better. And they're going in the right direction anyway, you know.
Things are, and I think Native people today, as you well hear over TV, are starting, they want their own, you know.
They're sort of fed up with...
They're fed up with...
Being pushed in onto reserves and that, too.
Yes.
You know, it's like, we've taken enough from the government, you know, and it's just kind of like, all we're saying to people is, look, we're here, too, you know, and this is us, you know, and that's basically what our shows do, is show our culture and, you know, try and educate those people around us in the community that don't really understand us at all, you know, and gives them a chance to say, okay, so that's how, you know, because, like, there's many different horror stories about any culture.
Mm.
But if you're willing to take that chance to try and learn about that culture, well, hey, you know, you're getting past that almighty prejudice. You know, you know, it's beautiful after, you know, you get past that.
Those politics and that. But that's why this is, Laurie started this, though. And it's a good, like Al says, it's a good stepping stone. If you don't know nothing about culture, your culture, like, I'm no different than Al. I didn't know my culture because, quote-unquote, sorry, we are brought up in a white man's world.
Mm.
And there is a difference when you're brought up in the white man's world to the native world. There are two different cultures altogether there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm learning this as I go on, but I've learned a lot about my cultures and my traditions, especially in the last 2 years, because I've been involved with them. But I was involved with them years ago when they first started out.
Okay.
Then I left for a little while and took a break. Because I can handle their politics and BS, and that's when there's a lot of politics with DMS going around, doing all these different things. But that's basically what we're about, is for younger kids to come in, new blood to come in, learn about your culture, know where you're from, and, you know, understand what your people are like.
So is there any kind of chance to do stuff that might be part of, you know, like powwows or anything like that that's already taking place within...
I think every party we have is a powwow in itself. Because we have our cultural dancing in that too, you know. At Legacy we have the men's fancy dance, the women's fancy dance, and stuff like that, which gives the other communities a chance to see what we're about.
Right.
You know? We try to bring some kind of cultural...
A cultural statement to everybody, saying, this is how we are as natives. You know, we're a little different. We're all the same, but our cultures are different to DMS, to the GVNCS. See, we like going to see them because they got like big grindstones and glittery.
Yeah.
Whereas we
<Buckskins.
laughs> we have our buckskins. Yes, and I don't. But to wear your buckskins out is an honor. Because these girls can't wear these buckskins. Excuse me, the white girls, DMS, Ball State. They can't wear what we can wear because those are that's our culture. They can't wear headdresses like we can wear our bonnets. They can't. Nobody actually in Vancouver can wear a bonnet unless you're a princess or an elder.
It's kind of like our signatures is our cultural clothes.
Yeah.
You know, whereas their signature is their rhinestone tiaras, you know, which takes it back to the British rule.
So you can see that
the cultural, as far as their culture, comes from the British rule. Okay, the monarch, the queen, and all that. Okay, and it looks very, very nice. You know, but when they come to a function of ours, they just sit there in awe and go, "Wow!" You know, and it's amazing. It's very beautiful to see.
I guess my experience is that it's not often that I get to see much of, you know, this kind of fancy dance or that sort of stuff. So to me, it's really interesting.
It is. To someone who's never seen it, to go and experience it,
and
I think
it's really good. It's really good.
Colorful. They're good at what they do. They know what they're doing. It's very different.
We have... the chief and the princess are the highest of the representatives, okay? We also have four others, okay? We have a Mr. and Miss representatives. Their responsibilities is to help the princess and the chief out, okay? If they're unable to attend other functions for other community events, well, Mr. and Miss would take their place as the representative of the society, okay? We also have representatives in those other societies, and they're the honorary white chief and white princess. Just to show the community, look, we've got these people out there. If you ever want to get involved with their society, contact these people by all means, because that's what we want to do, is work with you people. You know, so it gives them the opportunity, if they're not really comfortable with the buckskin, I'll call her, you know, white chief and white princess, but still, again, that has to be approved by council to be able to work, you know, together in that.
Right.
You know, because we can't have people just coming in going, well, I'm the white representative, work with me and not with them, and that too, because then that's where, you know, you get into your trouble, you know?
Actually, your white chief and white princess is done through your chief and princess. They pick those honorary.
It's their choice.
It's our choices. And they don't have a vote.
They do if they're members.
Not when they're white and honorary white chief and princess. No,
okay,
they do
I see
not.
What you're saying.
No,
okay.
They do not, because they are honoraries.
Okay.
So they don't have a vote. as far as in society, mm-hmm. because they're honorary titles that are given to them.
Yeah.
So they're just representatives, but they have no vote whatsoever.
Mm.
It's just like Gal was explaining, it's a way for us to break into the community and say,
break
well,
the prejudice barrier.
And
exactly.
You're very open
yeah.
to have
yeah.
people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just getting these funny noises, so I'm going to...